Have you ever wondered why Sweden consistently ranks among the world's happiest countries, despite its long, dark winters and reputation for reserve? The secret lies in a single word that has captured global imagination, lagom. This untranslatable Swedish concept, meaning not too little, not too much, but just right, has become a worldwide phenomenon, with celebrities like Alicia Vikander and Alexander Skarsgård embodying its principles of balanced moderation. Beyond a simple lifestyle trend, lagom represents a comprehensive philosophy that has shaped Sweden's remarkable social welfare system, sustainable business practices, and overall quality of life. As climate change and burnout culture intensify globally, this centuries-old approach offers a timely alternative to both excessive consumption and extreme minimalism. Lagom defies direct translation, but essentially means just enough or just right. While popular mythology links it to Viking mead-sharing customs, where everyone took a fair sip from a communal vessel, linguists trace its origins to an old form of the word law. This connection reveals lagom's deeper significance as a social code governing Swedish life. The concept earned Sweden the nickname the country of semi-skimmed milk in 1996, a perfect metaphor for the nation's preference for balance over extremes. Not the richness of whole milk, nor the austerity of skim, but something comfortably in between. Lagom manifests in countless everyday decisions. When staying at a friend's house, Swedes often bring their own bedsheets, not because they expect dirty linens, but to minimize the host's laundry burden. In home decor, lagom means choosing practical furniture even when less attractive options might be more visually appealing. It's about finding perfect balance in all aspects of life. This philosophy extends beyond material considerations into social dynamics. Lagom creates both physical and mental space through decluttering and simplifying. It fosters belonging and shared responsibility, emphasizing relationships with neighbors, care for communal spaces, and willingness to pay taxes that fund cultural institutions. The concept has helped Sweden develop an enviable welfare state with generous parental benefits and low corruption levels. Contrary to misconceptions, lagom doesn't celebrate mediocrity. It produces excellent social welfare systems. It's not a thought police state, but encourages rational debate to reach consensus. It doesn't breed stinginess, but condemns wasteful spending. And it doesn't frown upon confidence, as evidenced by celebrated Swedish figures like soccer stars Zlatan Ibrahimovic, who famously proclaimed, "I came like a king, left like a legend." What makes lagom particularly relevant today is its solution to modern problems like stress, screen addiction, and environmental depletion. By promoting balance and minimizing waste, it offers a sustainable approach to life that benefits both individuals and society. Swedish work culture masterfully balances productivity with personal well-being. Most workers leave promptly when their contracted hours end, after enjoying proper breaks throughout the day. This isn't laziness. It's a common sense approach, focusing on quality rather than time spent. In Sweden, tasks take exactly as long as needed, no more, no less, explains Lena Andersson, a Stockholm-based management consultant. We don't equate long hours with dedication or productivity. This efficiency thrives in Sweden's non-hierarchical workplace structures and consensus-based decision-making, Förankringsprocessen. Before major decisions, all stakeholders provide input, creating buy-in that speeds implementation despite the initially longer process. Trust is fundamental. Colleagues assume you're leaving work early because your tasks are complete, not because you're shirking responsibility. Sweden supports this balance through generous vacation policies, with most professionals taking at least 4 consecutive weeks of summer holiday. Parents receive substantial parental leave and flexible working options during their children's early years. Even without these benefits, we can adopt lagom principles by spending evenings with family and friends and embracing fredagsmys, a sacred tradition marking the transition from work to weekend. Fredagsmys combines Friday feeling with hygge-like coziness, creating a ritual of relaxation with loved ones. This practice balances weekday discipline with guilt-free comfort, allowing simple pleasures like potato chips, casual clothes, and easy meals, often tacos prepared Fredag style, with numerous small bowls creating a pick-and-mix experience. The emphasis is on creating a laid-back yet pampering atmosphere that embodies Lagom's balance between effort and relaxation. Sweden's approach to family life further exemplifies Lagom through its balanced, equal parenting culture. The country leads Europe with 78.3% of women working, supported by progressive policies that benefit families, businesses, and society alike. Sweden pioneered gender equality in parenting by replacing maternity leave with parental leave in 1974, with families now entitled to 480 days of leave before a child turns 8. Parents also receive paid time off for sick children, VAB, and access to highly subsidized quality childcare. This gender equality embodies Lagom's balance principle, creating measurable benefits across society. The most gender-equal countries score higher on happiness scales, while businesses with gender equality enjoy higher productivity and job satisfaction. Egalitarian couples report happier relationships and children who perform better academically. Beyond childcare and work policies, the Swedish approach to personal time reflects Lagom's emphasis on balance and sustainability. The science behind downtime involves balancing our nervous systems. The sympathetic nervous system, SNS, drives productivity but can lead to exhaustion if uninterrupted, while the parasympathetic nervous system, PNS, helps us calm down and recharge. Activities like sports, knitting, or playing music activate the PNS, providing immediate relaxation while yielding long-term benefits. Despite their serious approach to work, Swedes excel at leisure time. Children attend free time, literally free time, and many learn instruments at culture school. This balanced approach has helped Sweden produce disproportionate success in business and creative fields, from tech startups rivaling Silicon Valley to becoming the world's largest per capita exporter of chart music. Swedes rank among the world's top coffee consumers, with the average person consuming 7.32 kilograms annually compared to the EU average of 4.83 kilograms. This coffee culture centers around fika, a cherished institution that adds balance to Swedish culinary tradition. Fika represents Lagom's balance in Swedish eating habits. While everyday fika might include just a cookie, weekend gatherings feature elaborate spreads with cakes, cookies, pretty coffee cups, and candles. Even in indulgence, moderation prevails. One might sample each type of cookie, but never take two cakes or the last item on any plate. Fika isn't just about coffee and sweets, explains food writer Johanna Kindvall. It's about creating a sacred pause in the day to connect with yourself and others. Like British pubs or Italian aperitivo, fika creates a pause from constant activity. The quintessential fika treat, the cinnamon bun, fills homes with a warm, spicy aroma that explains Swedes' almost sacred relationship with cinnamon. With 1 in 10 Swedes identifying as vegetarian or vegan, the country embraces food trends enthusiastically. For a culture that uses language sparingly, food provides both sustenance and social connection. The Swedish approach transforms necessary nourishment into meaningful social experiences. Whether making Christmas sweets with neighbors or chopping vegetables with friends for a simple pasta dish, these activities create balance through lower costs, fewer additives, and opportunities for mindful presence. Picnics represent a quintessentially Lagom approach to socializing, affordable, flexible, and connected to nature. Swedes embrace outdoor dining from childhood through adulthood, making it central to their social lives. Whether planning an elaborate spread or spontaneously grabbing hummus and bread from a shop, picnics offer affordable alternatives to restaurants while providing fresh air and connection. New Nordic cuisine represents Lagom in its purest form, celebrating nature's gifts with sophisticated restraint. Pioneered by chefs like René Redzepi and Magnus Nielsen, this movement emphasizes locally grown, foraged, and hunted ingredients. The grow-your-own trend flourishes across Sweden, from apartment balconies overflowing with herbs to gardens producing abundant vegetables. This practice embodies Lagom by creating short food chains, affordability, and meal planning around seasonal harvests. For those without gardens, everyday Lagom eating offers practical approaches to balanced consumption. Pitipana, a national dish of repurposed leftovers, exemplifies Lagom's practical approach to food. By chopping and frying whatever remains in the refrigerator, from potatoes to meatballs, Swedes create new meals while reducing waste. The Saturday tradition of indulging in pick-and-mix sweets, Lördagsgodis, seems contradictory to Lagom, yet reveals the principle of moderation. By containing treats to specific occasions like Fredagsmys and Lördagsgodis, Swedes maintain balance, enjoying indulgence without excess by creating structured opportunities for treats within an otherwise measured approach to eating. The Swedish approach to breakfast exemplifies Lagom's balanced nutrition philosophy. Following the plate model taught in mandatory home economics classes, meals incorporate specific proportions of carbohydrates, protein, and produce. Beginning with substantial, nutritious breakfasts of porridge or whole grain bread rather than sugary alternatives establishes consistent energy levels, the foundation of eating well throughout the day without excess or deprivation. Swedish design balances innovation with heritage, placing functionality and sustainability first, regardless of price point. From IKEA's accessible, durable furniture to high-end eco-labeled pieces, Swedish design rejects the notion that affordability means poor quality. Contrary to international perceptions of IKEA as promoting throwaway culture, the Swedish furniture giant actually embodies resource conservation. Many Swedes grow up with IKEA pieces that last decades and get passed down through generations. As founder Ingvar Kamprad said, "Waste of resources is a mortal sin at IKEA." People think IKEA furniture is disposable because they treat it that way, notes interior designer Lotta Agatin, but properly cared for, a Billy bookcase can last a lifetime. This longevity principle extends beyond IKEA to Sweden's rich design heritage, which includes sustainability pioneers like Norgavel with their eco-labeled wooden furniture. The fashion industry follows suit, with brands spanning from H&M to Acne Studios embracing sustainability initiatives, including chemical-free manufacturing, recycling programs, and ethical guidelines. Swedish fashion prioritizes functionality and comfort while maintaining style. The three distinct Swedish fashion archetypes, the urban minimalist, the practical outdoor enthusiast, and the expressive culture tant, all share a commitment to comfort, quality materials, and environmental consciousness. Stockholm's trendy Södermalm district showcases the sophisticated urban style, comfortable loose shapes predominantly in black, punctuated with bold prints or statement accessories. The foundation is a capsule wardrobe of black basics, enhanced with standout pieces, prioritizing quality over quantity and favoring organic materials. The Swedish outdoor aesthetic centers on functional, quality gear from brands like Fjällräven, known for its iconic Kanken backpack, Hogloffs, and Peak Performance. This practical approach pairs comfortable jeans with quality windbreakers that transition seamlessly from outdoor adventures to office settings when combined with a light-colored shirt. The culture tant, culture lady, style embraces self-expression through eco-friendly brands like Gudrun Schoden, featuring bright, nature-inspired colors, natural materials like linen, and layers of loose fabrics. While differing from sleek Södermalm minimalism, it embodies Lagom through its commitment to comfort and sustainability without sacrificing vibrant personal expression. Award-winning designer Anna Lidström offers insights into Swedish comfy chic style, which balances practicality with subtle distinction. Unlike Italian fashion's visual luxury, Swedish style has historically valued functionalism and frugality over status expression. This results in an everyday casual approach that offers the liberation of constant comfort without social pressure. Swedish design excels at creating a sense of space through clever storage solutions. Iconic pieces like Svensk Tenn's 19-drawer cabinet 881, IKEA's Billy bookcase, and stringed shelving systems demonstrate the Swedish commitment to decluttering. This approach emphasizes clean lines and open surfaces, providing both physical and mental space while ensuring practical storage for everyday items. Stockholm home stylist Julia Branting describes the typical Swedish interior as bright and airy, featuring white walls, gray accents, and wood details in open-plan spaces. The concept of the feature wall, painting or wallpapering just one wall in a room, perfectly embodies the Lagom approach to home decoration, making a statement without excess. Friskis & Svettis, one of Sweden's largest sports organizations with over 500,000 members, epitomizes the Lagom approach to fitness. With values centered on feeling good and having fun rather than prestige, these affordable, sociable, and flexible classes welcome participants of all abilities without judgment. Beyond organized fitness, Swedes embrace community initiatives like neighborhood fitness clubs, where neighbors take turns devising exercise sessions from military-style training to casual football, combining physical activity with social connection in an unpretentious setting. The Swedish approach to transportation transforms mundane journeys into meaningful experiences. Rather than viewing transport as merely getting from A to B in the fastest way possible, Swedes often choose the scenic route, walking or cycling, even in challenging weather. This Lagom approach turns dead time into opportunities for exercise, discovery, and environmental consciousness. "When I moved to Stockholm, I was shocked to see people cycling in snow," recalls British expat James Miller. "Now I do it too. It's invigorating and gives me a sense of accomplishment before I even start work." Swedish culture embraces the outdoors through concepts like Sportlov, a school break originally designed for winter sports, motion, a gentle form of exercise often done in nature, friluftsliv, the Nordic philosophy of outdoor recreational life, and allemansrätten, the constitutional right to access nature. These concepts reflect the Swedish balance between indoor comfort and outdoor activity, encouraging people to embrace all weather conditions. Sweden's love of the outdoors manifests in activities for every season and temperament. For the competitive, there's Jukigassen, organized snowball fighting tournaments, kub, Viking chess played with wooden blocks, or traditional team sports like ice hockey. Those seeking solo adventures might enjoy cross-country skiing or trail running, while the more laid-back can organize barbecues or practice mindfulness in parks. While Sweden ranks 9th in the World Happiness Report, it scores exceptionally high in trust, health, life satisfaction, safety, work-life balance, and environmental quality, suggesting Swedes enjoy a sustainable form of happiness. The Lagom approach to emotional well-being involves embracing all feelings without giving undue importance to a single emotion. This balanced outlook includes de-dramatizing fears, discussing taboo subjects openly, as seen in children's literature addressing nudity and sexual health, and defining happiness not as constant ecstasy, but as acknowledging problems with a solutions-focused mindset while appreciating small moments of calm and bliss in everyday life. Attaining Lagom equilibrium means redefining happiness as sustainable rather than ecstatic. It combines blunt language with refusing to dramatize, allowing you to handle all feelings and experiences without drama. Box breathing, four-count inhaling, holding, exhaling, and waiting helps tackle anxiety. For parents, the good enough concept mirrors Lagom. Children thrive with balanced care, not perfection. According to Swedish psychologist Petra Lindfors, Lagom helps us use emotions as a compass without letting them take over. Finding balance prevents burnout from excessive ambition. Techniques like imagining how your future self would view current worries helps put things in perspective, while adopting a growth mindset helps accept failure as a learning opportunity. Swedes take language literally and value honesty over politeness. Ask a Swede how they are, and they'll tell you in detail. They mean what they say, give yes or no answers to yes or no questions, and won't waste time with superfluous words. While this directness might seem blunt, it guarantees that when a Swede asks about you, they're genuinely interested. Their "what you see is what you get" approach to language aligns with the law of Jante and their aversion to self-promotion. The silences that might seem awkward to outsiders are simply part of their communication style. Swedes prefer socializing at home rather than bars, embracing IKEA's motto that home is the most important place in the world. From casual fika and playdates to planned potlucks for Eurovision viewing parties, Swedish home gatherings share Lagom qualities: comfortable environments, easy organization, and affordability. "When I first moved to Sweden, I found it hard to make friends," shares Canadian expat Sarah Johnson. "But once I started hosting small gatherings at home, I discovered Swedes become wonderfully warm and open in comfortable settings." Swedes love organized groups and associations, a tradition dating back to the democratic movements of the 1800s. Today, study circles of three or more people can receive public funding. Joining clubs embodies LAGM values by emphasizing collective experience over individual achievement. Whether it's Sweden's 600,000 choir members or its only male synchronized swimming team, these groups provide social connection with like-minded people. Swedish friendships reflect förankringsprocessen, the consensus-building process, in social settings. Swedes collectively decide when to eat, what to eat, where to go, and how to get there. This approach ensures everyone's opinion is heard, preventing complaints and guaranteeing collective contentedness. While Swedes may seem reserved initially, once you truly know them, through fika, clubs, or outdoor activities, you'll discover the value of their understated LAGM attitude. They offer 360-degree friendships. They know your home, navigate your kitchen, and provide honest opinions without drama. This explains why 92% of Swedes feel they have someone reliable in times of need. Many Swedish apartment blocks operate as cooperative housing associations that manage everything from property taxes to shared laundry rooms. Residents participate in annual spring cleaning days that become social bonding opportunities. The Swedish system functions on trust, from booking laundry slots to sharing garbage collection costs. This trust correlates with happiness. Research shows good relationships with neighbors improve well-being. Environmental awareness is deeply embedded in Swedish consciousness from childhood, with early education about threats like ozone depletion creating lasting impressions. Recycling gradually became part of everyday Swedish life, with separate waste bins appearing everywhere and deposit systems for glass bottles in aluminum cans, 90% of which are recycled, becoming habitual. Sweden now sends only 1% of household waste to landfills, with the rest recycled or converted to energy. This commitment extends to public transport, where Swedes show unusual contentment during morning commutes, understanding they're collectively contributing to a greener world. Several Swedish terms capture the LAGM approach to eco-living. Kopstopp means committing not to buy anything for a set period, except necessities like food, which saves money while freeing you from consumer habits. Plastbanta, plastic detox, involves systematically reducing plastic purchases by choosing alternatives like wood, bamboo, or stainless steel. Panta refers to Sweden's bottle and can deposit system, where consumers pay a small fee, refunded upon recycling. Angelica Kremnell, a 28-year-old behavioral science student, demonstrates how a family of four can live green on a budget while maintaining a cozy home. Her eco journey began at age 12 after watching a documentary about the meat industry, leading to 16 years as a vegetarian. When her daughter Miranda was born, Angelica intensified her environmental commitment by eliminating plastic toys, making homemade baby food, and eventually buying an old house with a garden for growing produce. People think living sustainably means sacrificing comfort or style, Angelica notes, but our home is cozy and beautiful. We just choose secondhand items with character instead of new mass-produced ones. Her family participated in IKEA's Sustainable Together initiative, optimizing their recycling system and reducing food waste. They implemented Kopstopp, buying nothing except essential children's outerwear for 3 months, finding it easier than expected while permanently improving their consumption habits. Even without adequate recycling facilities or public transport, you can reduce your carbon footprint through mindful consumption. Avoid plastic packaging and products when alternatives exist. Shop secondhand for items with stories that benefit both conscience and often finances. Leave the car at home for weekly shopping by cycling or using delivery services, which eliminates impulse purchases and parking costs. A lightweight approach to possessions offers three key benefits. First, it reprograms your brain away from consumer society patterns, making shopping less appealing. Second, reduced clutter creates physical and mental space, saving time finding things and cleaning while boosting creativity. Third, as material possessions diminish, focus shifts to experiences rather than things, creating a profound sense of freedom. Modern Sweden differs greatly from when the law of Jante was coined. Now multicultural and outward-looking, it embraces diverse cultures beyond traditional LAGM constraints. The author advocates a logam approach to logam, suggesting that if the concept promotes conscious consumption, community care, and emotional space, it can only be a positive force in today's world. For those skeptical about incorporating logam into their lives, try these 8 practical steps. Host a fika with friends, replacing bar distractions with face-to-face connection. Clear out unworn clothes without replacing them. Practice the count to 10 method before purchasing items. Declutter your home even in small ways. Try a new outdoor activity like foraging or lake swimming. Help a neighbor or surprise them with homemade treats. Leave work on time regardless of circumstances. Experience Freidag's Mies, Cozy Friday, with family or friends. The author, who once sneered at logam before leaving Sweden, shares how author Jonas Gardell's perspective transformed her thinking. Despite being outspoken and unconventional, Gardell called logam Sweden's great export to the world and our greatest strength. He explained that logam's value lies in its flexibility, you give and you take, and its ability to accommodate diverse viewpoints without extremism. Truth doesn't have to be black or white, he noted, adding that even as quite an oddball, he fits within logam's parameters. Perhaps this is logam's greatest gift to our polarized world, the understanding that balance doesn't mean bland compromise, but thoughtful moderation that creates space for both individual expression and collective well-being. In a world of extremes, the middle path might just be the most revolutionary choice of all.